Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, November 21st. A fatal collision in Brockton has claimed the life of a Markdale resident. Emergency services responded to the two-vehicle incident just before 9 yesterday morning on Bruce Road 20 at Concession 2 in the Greenock area. Two people were transported by paramedics to a local hospital where a 76-year-old Markdale resident was pronounced dead. A section of Bruce Road 20 was closed for several hours yesterday for the collision investigation, but has since reopened. Grey Bruce OPP say they've arrested and charged two people related to a drug trafficking investigation. Police say they stopped a vehicle heading towards Saugeen Shores on Highway 21 last Thursday. A search of the car turned up several types of narcotics with a street value of more than $26,000. The OPP arrested a pair of Saugeen First Nation residents and charged them with several drug trafficking offenses. More police news. The OPP are appealing for tips to help locate a 40-year-old woman missing from Grey Highlands. Grey Bruce OPP say Mary was reported missing yesterday from a residence on East Back Line between the S Line and Road 190. Residents in the area are being asked to check sheds and other structures on their properties. Anyone who can help locate her is asked to call the OPP or Crime Stoppers. Grey Highlands is looking into potential improvements in downtown Markdale. Council approved requesting staff bring back a report on some ideas proposed by Ken Roth of the nonprofit organization Strong Towns. He talked about potentially eliminating minimum parking requirements along Toronto Street North, as well as redesigning the street entirely.
It would be a considerable improvement for downtown Markdale if Toronto Street North contained more of the design elements that we saw on Main Street West.
South Bruce Peninsula Council has approved the town's 2025 budget. It includes a 3.9% tax levy increase, the second phase of Burford Street reconstruction in Wyerton, as well as work on Mallory Beach Road are some key infrastructure projects planned next year. The town's budget also includes roughly $2.7 million for OPP services, a 15% increase. On the national news, the federal government is going to offer a two-month GST vacation on some items. The CBC reports the Liberal government and the NDP have agreed to a deal in which GST won't be charged on a list of products, including prepared hot foods from grocery stores, beer and wine, diapers, kids' clothing, and toys. And one of the men charged with driving off with $22 million in gold from Pearson Airport hasn't shown up for court. There's now a warrant out for the arrest of the 35-year-old accused. A second man is in custody in the U.S. facing unrelated charges. Both were arrested after fake paperwork was used to get gold released from an Air Canada cargo facility last year. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a slightly higher open this morning after an earnings beat from market bellwether NVIDIA. Yesterday, a fairly flat close. The Dow was up slightly, 139 points to 43,408. The S&P 500 closed unchanged and the NASDAQ was down a bit. The TSX up 25 points to 25,036. Bitcoin rallying another 4% this morning to over 98,000 US. The price of oil is up more than 2% to $70.30 per barrel, while gold is trading higher as well, a half percentage point, 2,670 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar is at 71.63 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Maple Leafs are leading the Atlantic Division after a 3-0 shutout against Vegas last night. Joseph Woll made 31 saves. Fraser Minton scored the winner in his first game this season. Leafs have won three straight, and here's the stat of the day. They're 6-1 since Austin Matthews got injured. Buffalo needed only the one goal to beat L.A. thanks to Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen's clean sheet. Nashville lost to Seattle. Preds are off to a disappointing start, tied for the fewest wins, and they took a rare penalty for an illegal starting lineup in this one. Number 9 Forsberg was out there, but a 1 had been added, indicating 91 Stamkos should have started. Raptors host Minnesota tonight. Scotty Barnes is expected to return, and Tarek Skubal of the Tigers is the AL Cy Young Award winner. Atlanta's Chris Sale wanted in the NL. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. It's hockey night in Meaford. The Knights are set to host the Wasaga River Dragons at 7:30 this evening at the Castle. That's the Meaford and St. Vincent Community Center. In the OHL, the Erie Otters beat the Brampton Steelhead 7-4 last night. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack play on the road against the London Knights. You can hear the game live on Kiev Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. And in Owen Sound Puffer Hockey, Lance Askew has scored 4 goals, but Hometown Sports still lost 5-4 to Hobart. Another 4-goal performance from Brent Blackwood and a 5-2 win for Natural Edge over Gary Byers Sound and Lighting, and Tom Construction beat Smithtell 3-1. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of some showers or flurries today. A high of 5. Tonight cloudy with some rain overnight and a low of 3. And showers tomorrow and a high of 6.